Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Glee Brandon. Glee is known as Glee the Baker, and she is the owner of Glee's Baking and Milling Company. And when did you start baking, Glee?
Well, as a teen, I was from Chico, and I took macrobiotic cooking classes, and that's what really started me off. My family was always the type that we had three meals at home. We sat down at dinner together. We always had a love for the table. And I really got serious when I had children and felt the need to feed them properly.
Did you have a garden?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. But in Chico, you probably know, this is where I get a lot of my nuts and oils that I use that we don't grow here in Humboldt. There's just a plethora of wonderful fruits and vegetables just all year round. So eating, you know, it was just joyful.
You grew up learning to bake because it sounds like you, mm-hmm. you had the meals at home, you baked at home. When you started baking professionally, how did you kind of make that transition?
Well, when I first came to Humboldt County, I worked for Head Start, the Senior Resource Center, and Big Lagoon School. I really got more used to what the need was out there, and it just kept developing from there. I do a lot of research and lots of friends that are bakers that share information. I have a few books that I really like, but I have a pretty good worldview of cooking and baking.
And a lot of that is through practical experience.
Pretty much,
like.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to do it and do it and do it and just keep doing it, you know. And I'm still discovering things. I'm now starting to cook with wild rice.
And is that in response to some of the people that are finding that they're gluten intolerant? Is that how you're adding that new ingredient in?
Yes. It's been about 5 years since John Boito and I were talking at a farmer's market. And I said, yeah, look, we have everything but wheat. And next thing I know, he's got thousands of pounds of wheat and 8 varieties growing. And I've got the mill and we're just doing it, you know, we're getting it out there. Going back to your question about gluten-free, people ask me for it all the time. And I'm not really into mixes, and a lot of the cookbooks require mixes and many expensive ingredients, and I'm just not into that. I'm more of the more simple. So I started making things by grinding my own brown rice, and that's really the basis of the things that I cook that are gluten-free other than organic corn.
So you use a lot of local grains, and that's been a relatively new thing in Humboldt County. It's actually an old thing because historically a lot of grains were grown in Humboldt County, but it's making a resurgence now. Mm-hmm. And what do you think that adds to the final product?
Oh, you know, it can be compared to like really good coffee or really good wine. There's a huge variety of flavors and textures. I have some of my favorites. My customers have, I sell flour as well. I have a small mill that only does about 50 pounds an hour. The varieties are really diverse, and the way that they hydrate, take up water, and the way they taste, and how fast they rise. So I've had the grain for about 3 or 4 years now, and it's just now getting to where more accessible for other people, and I distribute as much as I can.
What sorts of products do you make at your bakery?
Since I started this business about 2.5 years ago, I really focus on the local grains. So I make 100% rye sourdough that has rye, water, salt, and seeds. It's just amazing. I mean, you either love it or you hate it. I cook a lot with local vegetables, so I make onion potato rolls and...
Let's talk about that tour de market polenta. Is that, would you call it a polenta pizza?
Yeah, it's a polenta pizza that's really popular. I mean, you know, you come to the market and you're buying all this food, fresh food, but you get really hungry, you know, while you're doing it. Have you ever had that experience?
Oh, sure.
You know, you forget about it because you're so excited and you're buying all these veggies and then all of a sudden you're really hungry. I developed a polenta pizza. It's really an Italian style dish. I mean, it's not uncommon in Italy. It's topped with aged Fontina cheese from Lolita, onions from Shake Fork, garlic from Garberville, tomatoes from Pepperwood, peppers from Small Fruits.
I saw some mushrooms from Micality.
Yeah,
Mike
shiitake mushrooms. Uh-huh. And so it's really kind of fun because I can just sort of look at it and I see this little roadmap, a farm tour.
Uh-huh. It's a farm tour on a polenta pizza.
Yeah, an edible farm tour.
That sounds great. And what other types of products you make? You make bread?
For market, I usually have two kinds of whole grain and a rye, and some variety of a rye. I use local vegetables, like I was saying. Lately, I've been really into tomato bread.
Tomato bread? I've never heard of tomato bread.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I mean, how could it not be? With all the fresh veggies, you know, and the farmers are really generous with me, and we do a lot of bartering, and I end up with, like, big boxes of stuff, and like, oh, tomato bread, yeah. So people really like that, and combination with the whole grain. I don't use hardly any white flour. Sometimes I use like a starter made with the organic white flour, but mostly it's the grain that I've milled that day.
And where do you bake your pastries and your breads?
I rent a small restaurant kitchen in Ferndale.
And where are they sold and how are they sold?
I focused on two markets. I've been going to Garberville, and they like me and I like them, and I get a lot of information. That's why I do that. I find out what they want, you know, and that's one market that people really want whole grains, and they know about it and they've had it before. I've also added Arcata Market. I have a big interest in flour and grain. A lot of bakers in the Arcata region, and so people are really interested in trying out that new flour. Unfortunately, when the markets close, you're just going to have to look for me, and I'm easy to find. But I usually go work in a bistro or something for the winter season, sort of kick back. I've built a few wood-fired ovens. This year I was going to build a solar oven, but I'll still maintain flour milling and baking. And there's a big interest in community kitchens. And I'm very, very pleased to say that in the last month, I've had 3 offers to help people put together a certified commercial kitchen so local people can go in and make their own products. It's nothing solid right now, but it's like a big interest. And I'm really thrilled about that.
An exciting time for people who have recipes that they've wanted to get out to the public and haven't been able to do it because they haven't had a space.
Well, it's just too expensive to do it on your own, you know. And FoodWorks is going really well, and the co-op has got a new rental kitchen. I've submitted the plans for a really big commercial kitchen and bakery in Southern Humboldt. Big interest in that. Big support coming from people with money, you know, that see the need for those farmers who want to make their sauce and their blackberry salsa and things.
Well, I think one of the things that's neat about this area, it's kind of on the small side, so we can kind of get to know each other. And how have you kind of learned about the different farmers that you actually source your ingredients from?
You find people that you like their product, you use their product, you tell them about it when you come back. I have a lot of fun bartering, and I mean, anybody can do that. And I love the barter system. You know, no money changes hands. You get something you need, they get something they need. Yeah, most farmers, you know, just get out there and talk to them. They love to talk about their product, and they really deserve the appreciation. They
Absolutely.
Really, really deserve that. They work so hard. I mean, don't just think they're a really pretty picture postcard. They work really hard, and they show up and they're smiling.
Yeah. I've often thought, you know, that everybody should have to do a little stint out at a farm, because I think it would make you appreciate the product coming to market even more. Because I spend a little bit of time this summer out with a hula hoe in a field, and I'll tell you, I have a lot more appreciation myself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I see these people coming in with trailer loads of pumpkins. Do you know how hard it is to haul pumpkins and watermelons? I'm very happy that CAF and others have supported farm tours. Bringing children into the field, into the kitchen, is really valuable. It's just how it should be, you know, and they're not afraid of it. They know what they're eating. I had a lot of fun at Big Lagoon. Before lunch, I put the giant pumpkins and orange flesh melons and pomelo grapefruits. I put them all out on the counter, and they'd all go, "What's that?" And I go, "It's your lunch." And they love that, you know. Uh-huh. Also, I've had 2 interns from Fortuna High School that have been just great, you know, people with a lot of enthusiasm. And I think it really goes back to, like, sharing the joy of the food and making it and knowing where it comes from.
Right. Yeah. And kids knowing that, and just, it makes it all the more delicious.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. They know what they're getting into, you know, and I love when they come to my table in the market and I have a photograph of the wheat field, the stalks of wheat, wheat grain, bread. Then I say, and this grain right here, it goes back in the ground and it comes back up again.
Uh-huh.
You know, they like that, and they'll point to things they like, and it's pretty fun.
That's fun. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Glee Brandon, Glee the Baker.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.